With 2 months to go, the Alberta Summer Games are still on the lookout for about 500 more volunteers. The Games, which will be held in Okotoks and Diamond Valley from July 20 to 23, require approximately 1,500 volunteers, according to Volunteer Director Diana Frock. Roughly 500 have registered thus far and another 500 will be coming from various sports groups in the community, leaving 500 or so positions still to be filled. Frock said she's comfortable there will be enough volunteers at each of the 14 sporting venues, but more are needed to help with everything from feeding, housing and transporting 3,000 athletes and coaches to staging special activities over the 4 days of the games. Volunteers will also be needed to erect tents, set up podiums for medal ceremonies, direct traffic and other behind-the-scenes tasks. Volunteers of all ages, abilities and backgrounds are welcomed, although those under 14 must be accompanied by a responsible adult. I'm optimistic we'll have enough people step up, she said. Now we're into the time where we're close to the games. Up until now, it's been a far-off thing, but now we're at the sweet spot where people say, hey, I know what my summer plans are and I can sign up and know when I can commit. I think in the next month we'll really see an influx of volunteers as it's a little more real as far as timing. Volunteers are required to register on the Summer Games website, 2023ask.com/volunteer-closing-parenthesis, and choose a first and second preference from among 157 choices. Frock said there are some general descriptions but not for all 157 roles, so those with any questions can visit or call the Games office. She said time commitments vary, but any offer of help can be accommodated. For example, registration needs 75 people for a 4-hour shift on the Thursday afternoon when athletes arrive and that's it, she said. There are opportunities for a 4-day commitment, but there are also plenty of opportunities for a day here and a day there or a shift here or a shift there. Some volunteers, including a 17-member board of directors chaired by former Okotoks Mayor Sandy Kennedy, have been in place for quite some time, but the majority will only be required over the 4 days of the games. Orientation is scheduled for June 17 and 22, at which time volunteers will get credentials, a handbook and t-shirt. They might undergo some training at that time or at another specific session, depending on roles. There will be a volunteer recognition party once the athletes leave on Sunday afternoon and volunteer lounges during the games. Frock is hopeful more members of the community will consider volunteering to help Okotoks and Diamond Valley stage the best games possible. It's a great, positive event. You'll meet some new people, get some new skills and be part of something that enriches our town and enriches the athletes' lives, she said. It's a unique event, a historic event for the town and something really great to be part of.